This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Monday, February 24th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop's back.
Yeah, what's up?
How was your Friday dealing with the colonoscopy for your wife?
Oh, it wasn't good.
Oh, no. Issues?
Yeah, my wife had some issues on Thursday night.
She's pooping all over the place?
Well, she got sick. She couldn't, the laxative just didn't agree with her, so she got sick at 3 in the morning, and so the laxative was getting really good. It's kind of a long story. It's a long, gruesome story, but the laxative didn't work, so she woke up on Friday morning and had to call the doctor and tell him what happened, and he said, don't worry, just come on in. We're going to try it anyway.
Okay.
So they gave her another, like, fast enema, laxative.
Right. Ooh, fast acting.
Fast acting.
I've never dealt with one of those before.
They emptied her out right there.
They emptied her out right there.
Oh, man.
She was not happy. She was crying on the way to the hospital.
Yeah. Why? Because she felt constipated or whatever?
No, because she didn't want to go through it again. She said, if they cancel it, then I'll have to do it again, and, you know, next month or next week.
You don't want to go through that. You don't want to go through the prep again.
That sucks.
It's horrible.
She had a bad Thursday night / Friday morning, but she got it done. She was happy. It's over with, and she doesn't have to go back for 5 years.
Did the propofol at least make her feel better? I mean, it had to have.
Well, I mean, she was out in 4 seconds.
I mean, that's a wonder drug.
It is a wonder drug.
It might be the most amazing drug ever invented,
right?
At least that I've come across.
Well, just ask Michael Jackson.
Well, I mean, he was clearly abusing it. I mean, when it's given to you in the correct doses, it's an amazing drug.
It's amazing how it just completely puts you out in less than 5 seconds.
Yeah, it just crushes you.
Yeah. But it's over with. Done.
Very good.
Right. How was your weekend?
It's good. Cakes and I hung out at the
that's right. You guys went to the Wiz game on Friday.
Friday night.
I mean, the seats, the access of those seats, they're freaking unbelievable.
There's nothing like it, right?
I mean, we were... My son, it was me, my son, JP, and his son, Dylan. Mm-hmm. And Brendan was on the end closest to the aisle. He was on the aisle seat where his foot literally could have touched, like, Rashawn Holmes was sitting next to him for a lot of the game. Mm. Like,
oh, really?
They could have played footsie.
You were right behind the bench.
They could have played footsie with each other.
We
were here and the bench is here.
Yeah. You could hear the conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Rashawn Holmes was unhappy most of the game.
Rashawn Holmes was very upset that that Giannis traveled on multiple occasions. He was letting it be known to the officials. Uh-huh. It was falling on deaf ears.
Although Giannis fouled out in like a record time.
He did foul out. But sitting down on that was the closest I've ever sat. And it was freaking amazing.
Like he fouled out in 19 minutes?
Yeah.
What the hell was he doing?
Lockdown defense by the Wiz.
Jeez.
By the Wiz.
I thought they were great seats.
They were offensive.
I did think they were great seats.
Yeah.
But then I looked over about 15 yards over, in the middle of the court.
Uh-huh.
Right in the middle on the first row.
Yes. Yeah.
And who was sitting there?
No idea.
Clank David.
Oh, right, really? Next to Zach Leontsis. He was Zach Leontsis's guest.
Do they work together buddies? On some projects?
I don't know about that.
I texted him afterwards, and he said they have a lot of mutual friends.
I know Ted's been in the film business before, so I'm sure that extends to Zach.
Did you know he was going to the game?
He texted me when he was arriving.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he had that planned beforehand.
Right.
But he sent me a text when he was getting to the arena, and he's like, hey, I'm going to be at the Wizards game. I know you guys are going to be there.
I mean,
I thought our seats were great.
His seats were better, because especially at the end, because it was actually a close game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only downside to those seats is that the players start standing up at the end of the game when it's close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
cakes from Brendan Calvert.
We just couldn't see. And then we had to look at the Jumbotron. But again, that's a first world problem. I'm complaining about sitting on the wood and being able
to. So who else did you hear talking on the bench?
Justin Champagne was down at the bench yapping a bit. He was talking with somebody in the crowd.
Oh, he was.
A lot of Rashawn Holmes.
Some white guy that I didn't know was on the team.
I didn't even know he was. I think his last name is Stevenson. I've never seen him play.
Coach Keefe? Was he screaming?
He was down the bench.
So you couldn't hear him. I mean,
he's not really a screamer, I don't think.
He was pretty mellow.
He would get animated at times, but for the most part, he was pretty chill. I think he's resigned to knowing what he's dealing with this year.
Yeah.
With a rebuilding young team.
Right. Which of the guys played well?
That was Sar night.
Sar had a good game.
That was a career high for Alex Sar.
22-7.
Why didn't he play last night? Ankle?
Probably maintenance for his ankle, I would guess.
He must have re-injured it.
Might have tweaked it in the Bucks game.
Jeez. Jason's pulled up. Have you ever heard of that guy, Eric Stevenson?
No, but he played at four different colleges.
Wow.
He started at Washington, then he ended up at West Virginia.
I literally thought he was a ball guy until I saw him like pull up his shooting shirt, and he had a jersey with an actual number on it. Just because he...
Shorter white guy.
Yeah, just a shorter white guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's that short.
He's 6'4".
There was a shorter white guy draining shots for the Bucks that I'd never seen before either.
I'd never heard of that guy. He's AJ Green, right? A different AJ Green.
I don't know. Just Green.
Or maybe it was AC Green.
No,
I forget.
AJ Green.
Yeah, so it was a good time.
No, you can't beat that.
No, it was an amazing
time. And then what kind of food access did you get?
I think we both had Monumental Suite access.
Oh, okay.
Which is right off like section 107, 108.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, good spot with, like free beer, wine, food.
Oh, you went up there? I never went up there. I just went in the tunnel.
Oh, I went up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That tunnel, they give you food and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it back there.
Just whatever, it's... Hot dogs.
So you had VIP access. Did you see JVS?
Did not see our friend Jim Van Stone. Did not see him on site. He might have been there, but we didn't see him.
Well, your winning streak has been curtailed.
It was close, though.
Yeah, it was close.
It was but close. Don't think it wasn't.
They held them to 104 points.
I mean,
well,
if they
the Bucks had no Damian Lillard, so they didn't have Dame Dollar.
I mean,
and then Giannis barely played.
Had they won that game, seriously, I would have lobbied to be put on the payroll. Not like a lot. Just like, hey, show up. You're our good luck charm.
Right.
The young guys compete
when you're in the building.
They played a lot of guys, too. Mm-hmm. That was Marcus Smart's first game, Chris Middleton's first game.
Right, right.
I think Chris Middleton, Cake said that, he was looking at the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton took the potential game tying three, missed it.
They had a phantom call on Bilal late that kind of hosed the Wizards. Let's be honest. He didn't commit a foul there. That was a phantom call. He put his hand up and might have leaned into whoever was shooting.
Brook Lopez.
But, I mean, come on. It was not a foul.
Hmm.
I know. I'm arguing for my guy. I understand. But that was not a foul.
Yeah, Sar didn't play last night. I didn't look at the box from Friday night, so I didn't... know that he played on Friday, but he played pretty well. But
they got smacked last night.
They got smacked last night, and I just looked. I said, "Sars still out?"
No.
So I thought he was still out. Like hadn't played since the All-Star break. But he must have tweaked it a little bit. Unless they just don't want him to go.
They're just doing a maintenance thing.
They don't want him to go. So you know, 2 games in 3 days or whatever.
Yeah, so that was Friday night. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
EB, you were out of town, right?
I was. We headed up to Ithaca. It kind of got messed up. Remember I told you? We wanted to combine, go see my daughter, and then Marist. My son doesn't play there anymore. He's graduated and moved on, but we know a bunch of the families and the kids. They were playing in Binghamton, which is only an hour from Cornell. So we were like, oh, it'd be great. We'll see Meg, and then we'll go to the Marist game together on Saturday. But I guess Binghamton is such an embarrassing institution. That place kind of is a dump, I have to say. I've been there several times. They said their fields were unplayable. Like, what?
Because?
I don't know. I don't even know. I mean.
Too hard?
I don't
know
if it was. They couldn't clear the snow or just their turf is a disaster. I don't know what it was.
What was the weather like Friday night when you drove up?
It was just cold.
So it didn't snow?
Maybe a few flurries, but it was just it was 20 degrees in upstate New York.
I'm sure it was brutal.
It was cold. But anyway, they moved the game back to Marist. So we ended up just going up to Cornell really for no reason, just to hang out with my daughter. And we had a great time. We took her and her friends out for dinner on Friday night. And then Saturday, we watched the Marist game on TV. And then we watched, we watched Coop on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we lost.
They lost to who? Brown?
No, no. They beat Brown on Saturday. Coop balled out. He had like 25. But he had a tough game.
Oh, then they played Yale, right?
They played Yale. Yale really is a pain in the ass. They're very good. They played great. They were leading most
Yale
of the game.
Yale hadn't lost in the conference.
Yes.
They're good.
And we almost had them, but we just kind of fell apart. But right now, they're in the top four for those keeping track.
Yep.
You got to finish in the top four to make it to the Ivy League tournament, and then you win the Ivy League tournament. You get a bid, obviously, the NCAA.
I don't think that Binghamton thing was that unique because, you know, my nephew plays at Villanova, and they were supposed to go to Colgate.
Yeah.
And that got moved to Villanova Stadium.
It's just, like, you're a Division I program. You have plows. Like, I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Too wet.
I don't know. They don't play on grass. They play on turf.
I don't know.
It's
kill the messenger. I'm telling you, it wasn't unique to Binghamton because Colgate did the same thing.
Colgate is a nicer facility than Binghamton. I've been to both of those. Colgate is much nicer. But anyway, Marist, by the way, great comeback. 3 goals in the last 2 minutes.
Nice.
Beat him by one. So that was exciting. And then, you know, just drove back yesterday.
I stayed in besides the Wizards game on Friday night, and I watched the entire 0 day 6-episode run, Robert De Niro. Pretty good.
Consume that with quickness.
Kevin gave it a 4 out of 5. I'd agree.
You gave it 4.
Definitely not perfect.
Right.
But pretty good political thriller.
0 Day, it's called?
Yeah.
0 Day on Netflix.
What did he say it was about? I didn't listen.
It's a cyber attack, and then Robert De Niro is an ex-president who has to try and figure out who did it.
I'm kind of into that. That actually sounds right up my alley.
Like a whodunit?
It sounds right up my alley.
I watched the first episode. It's kind of sad to see Robert De Niro at the age where it's very believable that he's an ex-president. That he's
because
just
he's
old.
So old.
He just looks super old.
I actually walked away, though, impressed. Like, both Jess and I were like, he looks pretty good for 82.
He looks good.
He's 82, and they have him, like, swimming laps and jogging.
But you know he's old. You just look at him and you're like, oh, this guy I watched in Goodfellas in his prime. This is a guy I've seen in a million movies, and now he's like, he's inching towards the end.
They just have a couple of scenes where he's swimming and then jogging, and I was like, I wish I could do that when I'm 82.
No, he's getting it done at his age. He just looks his age.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
Yeah, because I hung out with some old people on Saturday. They did not look as good as Robert De Niro.
Right.
Now, they're older.
Yeah.
One's 91.
Right.
But I don't know. It's a pretty good movie.
It's hard to keep it together into your 90s.
Or TV show. I don't know what you call it. Yeah, it's 6 episodes.
Yeah.
It's six pretty quick episodes. Mini series.
It's on what? Is it on Netflix?
No. Yeah, Netflix.
All right. I'm going to have to lock in on that one. I like that.
0 Day.
See, that's up my alley. It's funny. When Kevin talks, I just, My brain just shut down.
He gave it a 4 out of 5.
It's literally like WNBA highlights.
And Jason, you missed. Mike Maher did a great movie review of Heat on Friday.
He did, yes. You missed that.
8.7.
It's one of the
best movies ever made.
Yeah, he said it was the most complete movie he'd ever seen.
You didn't give it
a 9 or 10.
How did it not get a 9.4 then?
I got to leave room for these upcoming bangers I'm going to watch.
Do you already have a plan for this week?
I think so. I have it down to 2, but I'll tell you during break.
Do your boys help you out? No, don't tell me. You can surprise me. Do your boys help you out? Or
I take everyone's opinion into account.
All right.
Very democratic process you have.
He has to watch The Town. Have you seen The Town yet?
I've actually already seen The Town. Yeah. Watch that a couple
That's
years
too
ago.
Recent for
it's
him.
It's going in reverse.
That's too contemporary for him. Okay.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.